when I come to heaven, and when I come boldly before the throne of God, because I know that I have that authority to come into his presence, to commune with him, that he loves me as a child, I come with that boldness, and I say, Father, in Jesus' name, this is my request. I make my request known in hope and freedom, but I got to end it on nevertheless, your will be done, God. Sometimes God is using the thing you're praying for freedom from to set you free. You're saying, God, I just take the pain of my past away. I can't bear it anymore. I don't even want to live right now. And your answer from heaven is quiet and it's crushing. And all you hear God is saying is take one more step, and you don't feel like you have a step in you. But in faith, you take the step. And in faith, you feel God's arms come underneath of you and start to carry you. Oh.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. And it's the pain that you were praying for freedom from that God used to set you free. Because when you're truly free, when you walk through it, when you go through the test, there's a testimony. And now 100 other people can hear what you went through. And they can receive that hope. Because you can say, God carried me through. Someone say amen. Come on. Help me out with this. You can say, God carried me through.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But you had to go through. Take a drink of water. Clayton's wearing off of me again. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you got to go through it. And God's setting you free through it. Sometimes you're praying for healing and God's using the sickness in your body to heal your soul.
Yes.
Come on, God. What's with God's process? You know what I mean? Come on. But you know something? If you want to raise a spoiled kid, just give them everything they want. Make sure nothing touches them. Make sure they don't feel any cold, any pain. If you want to raise a rotten little kid, just do all that. It's the struggle. It's the pain. It's the process that molds us. It's the test that makes a testimony. And even though I'd never want to go through it again, I wouldn't change what I've been through. Even though at times it was crushing, even though at times I doubted I even believed in God, I wouldn't change it because it shaped me, it molded me, and God led me. Sometimes he leads us through difficulty, but it's into freedom. Amen? I got one more Bible verse for you. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. It's the Apostle Paul, and he's saying, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Oh, isn't that a blessing? Amen. Little messenger from Satan. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord, take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's from the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. So I encourage us tonight. Let's get to know the truth. Let's get to know God, because God is the truth. Let's get him in here, but also get him in here. Amen. And let's realize that if my circumstance doesn't change, my God, he doesn't change either. He's faithful. He's good. He's a loving father. If he calls me through it, he's going to get me to it. Amen. He's in the boat. He's fell asleep and the waves were crashing and the disciples were freaking out. We're going to die. These guys were sailors, man. They were fishermen. Tell me they haven't seen a wave crash up against a boat before. They despaired their lives in this boat and Jesus is getting his nap. He's like having a nap. And sometimes your boat is waving and you've been through a struggle, but this is messing you up. And you're like, where is God in all of this? But man, God's cool as cucumber because he's got this. It's going to be okay. Worry won't add anything to you. But faith, man, faith will build you. Put your trust in God. When it's all falling apart, that's when you got to trust Him. When you're feeling weak, that's when He gets to be made strong. And ain't nobody want to be in that circumstance. But freedom is in surrender. Freedom is not the absence of the storm. It's a revelation of who's on that boat with you. I got one more slide. It's another acronym. We got to fix the FREE acronym. The first one, you'll get that in some kind of worldly class maybe, but this one's the heavenly one. We got to find Jesus. Receive His free gift of salvation. We got to get this right. Jesus, come into my life. We got to invite Him in. Let's make it. Let's do it. Let's find Christ. You'll find out that He actually found you. But that's okay. We're going to find Jesus. I'm going to get Him in my mind, in my heart. Next, I need a revelation. I can't just have this heart head, this head knowledge of Christ. I need a heart knowledge of Him. I need to know who He is. I need to know that His word is true. I need it to be a revelation, not just words on a page, but something that jumps out at me, that speaks to me, that I see in my life, that I can look back on. If they ever let me preach here again, we're going to talk about a past to pull from. Amen. Sometimes it's in your past that you see clearly that God will get you to your future. Amen. It's when you look back and you see the one set of footsteps and you realize that it was God carrying me through that time. And He's going to get me through this time. Sometimes we need to look back in order to see ahead in Jesus' name. We need a revelation of God. Next, I need to be emptied. I got to empty myself of my expectation. I got to make sure I'm going to the throne room of God with boldness, but also in humility. I got to make sure my prayer ends with, "Nevertheless, Lord, Your will be done. God, You steer me. God, if it's through the thicket, I'll trust that You'll guard me and protect me. God, if You don't lift me out of this one and You call me to dig myself out, I'll trust that You'll grab the shovel too." I got to empty myself of my expectation. And man, this is something I'm learning every day. God gives me a word and I plan it all out. God, thanks for the word. I figured it out. And that's not how it works, you know. It's interesting when heaven comes to earth and that collision just is, it's like oil and water. You know, God speaks a word and you're like, great, it's going to be A, B, C. And then God takes you right to Z and you're like, what are we doing here? You said I was going up. Why am I at the bottom? God's got a process, and sometimes it's a roundabout way of getting there. But if He doesn't take you the roundabout way, you won't be ready when you get there. We got to be emptied of our expectation and surrendered. Amen? And this is the final one. Enter. We're not exiting. We're entering into the freedom of surrender. When we let go, when we let go. You know, the Lord spoke to me one time. I was going through the season of letting go and having faith in God. And it was a tough time. It was a really interesting season. Some people thought I was crazy. I kind of thought I was crazy. But, you know, I was being obedient to the Lord. And the Lord, I was spending so much time with God, just hours and praying and seeking Him for this word He'd given me. And the Lord said, "Jordan, you don't trust me." And I thought, are you kidding me right now? I did this, I did this, I did this. What do you mean I don't trust you? But then I let it sit for a minute. And I realized that even though I wasn't in the driver's seat, I still had the map out. I was still trying to figure out, where are we going with all this? What are You doing, God? This process is crazy. It's stupid. I feel dumb right now. How could you be taken off on this exit when You're saying we're going here? We're going the opposite way. And God said, "You don't trust me. I just want you to play your little Game Boy and look out the window and just let me drive this vehicle." And that doesn't mean we can't be aware. I mean, we got to be aware. We got to live our lives, okay? But when we're trusting God, we got to trust Him. And if He gives you a word from heaven, I mean, my advice, just put it on the shelf, because you try to open that book, it's just going to be like reading Latin. You're not even going to know. You're going to guess, and then it's not going to happen. And then you'll be discouraged, and then the word's gone. But then God's going to perform the word. His word comes to pass. We got to surrender. Surrender to God. I'm emptied, and I'm entering the freedom of surrender. It's on God. He says, take my burden. It's light. I know the world's coming at you, and you can't. I'm not lifting you out of this one. But you can look at me, at Jesus. You can look at him. And you can say, God, I know this is tough, but my peace is in you. My rest is in you. I'm not going to leave this one on your account, God. I'm just going to rest at your feet, Jesus, because I don't got strength for another step. But I'll rest at your feet, Lord. I got beat down today, God, but I didn't get defeated. I just surrendered to you, Jesus. I know you got me. I know you're the Alpha and Omega, the Creator, the beginning and the end. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves that the God of heaven's on my side because I'm on his side. Amen. The devil wants to beat you down with every lie in hell, but you got to stand up sometimes. You got to open that Bible, and you may not want to, but you got to speak the words of truth over your life because truth is a rock and it doesn't move. It'll hold you there. When the devil wants to draw you into the waves of deception, you stand on truth. And God will get you through it. Amen. That's all I got for tonight. I hope it blessed you. I hope that you can take something. I hope that you realize the truth will set you free. That God is the truth. And that freedom is in surrender. Amen. I love you guys. Thank you for this wonderful privilege. Going to pass it back to the pastor.